everybody else, but I think we just had some form of communion.
It was a psychedelic moment. Yeah, that's a good way to put it, Mark. I thought about
that. You accepted the wafer, Mark.
She's passing out crackers to people out there listening to
There's
this.
There's no escaping the cult now.
I know, I was going to say, hey, I'm salty enough, really. But
I've never seen anyone play a guitar with a saltine cracker. All praise to you. That was
Thank
outstanding.
You very much.
Give it
Chris
was hot, actually.
Give
it was
Chris
great.
A big hand. Yeah.
Don't try this at home.
Yeah.
You could break your saltine crackers.
She might need a drink after that.
I thought it was wonderful.
You know, George, I've been told, I won't say who, but I sound like that in the morning sometimes myself, which you were, you know, putting through the box. Yeah. Yeah, it's like I'm one of those unapproachable before noon. But I hear
this. Well, hey, you get up in the morning, right? That's fine.
He does. It's important. He wakes up and he sets up and gets up in the morning.
As long as it's 11:59, it's still morning.
Well, and as long as you're sucking air, it's all good.
Thank you.
Right?
Amen.
Well,
but,
never mind.
You know, we went from saltine crackers to quite the other topic about, well, you know, has anybody, this is Valentine's Day tomorrow, right?
So, yes.
Right? How many Valentines do we got here today?
We have plenty of Valentines. I got
all my Valentines.
Okay, so here we go with the...
I see candy rotten in the crowd.
Well, you blew it there.
I do,
say,
and I want her to bring her beautiful,
Do we have colorful
raunchy,
characters? We have
lovely,
a colorful character
little
somewhere.
Ass over here.
Well, I was going to ask...
I thought that was Bernadette Peters.
I was going to ask, has anybody ever gotten any rotten candy for Valentine's Day before? But she's
so
rotten
beautiful.
A bed. I know. Now, this is a real special occasion, and it's a relationship that we cherish because our friends at Haunted Minds and Hellscream have been so cool with us, providing characters, actors,
and friendship. Candy. And friendship.
Oh,
I love
that's
these
candy
guys.
Rotten. But,
yeah.
But she's also got a surprise for one lucky couple, and there's a contest, right?
Yeah. All right, so as everybody might not know, we're doing a Valentine's Day thing for people who like to get spooked on Valentine's Day. Yep.
And how many is that?
Yeah.
What?
All right, so it's a Valentine's Day themed haunted house, and it's got optional full contact if you're over 18. So it will be going on tomorrow, the 15th and the 16th at 7 to 10 p.m. It's $15 online and $20 at the door, and it's at Hellscream. And it's on that's on North Hancock, if you didn't know. So yeah. Okay. Now the contest. I would love to see all the lovebirds stand up, please.
Well, all couples in the room or somebody that's at least mated
and
stand up in the room.
Don't be shy.
Well, it's helpful, but I mean, some do, some don't.
All right, so we're going to do this thing that whoever is been together the longest gets this fancy-dancy certificate for our haunt.
So do we need to bring everybody up within the
view
of the camera?
Well, I can walk around, too.
Well, let's get everyone back. Let's get all the couples up in front of the camera so that we can see. Oh, my God, it's you guys,
can I represent
right?
my mom? They've been married 69 years.
Oh, that's so cool.
Wait a minute. What was that statistic?
I'll win everything if I get to represent my mom.
That's fabulous.
Oh, mom. Okay, yeah. So, no, must be present to win, right?
Miss Patty Mac, how long have you and your sweetheart been
together? A little over 3 years. So we're probably on the short list.
Well, no, I think you guys are on the great list. I see you smiling, and that's all that matters.
Okay, so we have to give something
more
away.
Couples?
Let's get everybody up here.
Do we have more couples over this way? Are people hiding? Oh, we have
people
a couple over here.
People are definitely hiding.
Yay. And how long have you guys been together?
36 years.
Oh my God, you guys have been there, back, and done it again. 38 years. We have another over here for 38 years. Ooh. Ooh. That's badassery right there. Okay. So we got to walk around because I'm just going to bug people because that's my job. And I do it well. I feel that. She felt that. She was correct. Do we have couples over here? We do. So how long have y'all been together?
10 minutes.
10 minutes. Woohoo!
Whoa.
Woohoo!
That was fast. And blame
three
it
and
on
a
the,
half years.
Blame it okay. on the boardroom, right?
Do we have another couple over here? Okay. All right. Well.
Do we have
a couple over here?
We have a couple in the back behind Learjet.
Behind Learjet? Oh, we do. And I saw you guys, and I wanted to.
Oh man, and they're regulars too. We gotta say.
And how long have you guys been together?
2.5 years.
2.5 years. That's fabulous. First of all, love is in the air, and it's great to share love, to be in love, and to have love. So let's all hear it for love before we get off the table. Yes.
So now let's also hear if Lisa's really kept up with who's really...
I did.
Okay, really?
I did.
Oh man, I'm surprised.
I did. So we're walking over this way.
Yay. Woo-hoo! Yay! And the winner is...
And the winner is... 36? Yes, and what would be your name? I'm sorry, I know she's like, get that out of my face. Oh, and he told me that I do it wrong. Okay, so here we go. 38 years. Oh, and she poked you in the eye. And what's your name? Frankie. Oh, I like that name. Her name is Frankie. And okay, we'll get to him, but I'd like to tell you that this is a ticket to go to a love haunt for Valentine's. And it's and you can have body contact if you like, but this is a $15-$20 value on the ticket, and it's a great gift from our friends at Hellscream and Haunted Minds, and we love them, and they are so good to us,
yes.
And we appreciate them deeply. And did you have a question?
Yeah, I was just wondering when George might come out with his third album.
Well, I'll tell you, we're working on it right now, and it's going to be a little stranger, a little, you know, it's a little different than the last two albums, because we just try to change as we grow. And have you listened to the second album? Yeah.
So George has merchandise right here, right?
Well, I have some albums for sale. Yeah, unfortunately, the third album's not out. We're working on it, but we have the first and the second one.
They have to catch up to get to the third one, right?
Well, yeah, it's always good because it's an evolution, you know?
I'll be your straight man, brother.
Evolving.
You're on my side, right, Mark?
That's right, yeah.
So, but, you know, I would like to say that our little event there with the tickets and everything was brought to you by My Bloody Valentine, Hellscream, Haunted Minds. It's called My Bloody Valentine, a Valentine's Day themed haunted house experience with optional full contact for 18 and above, February 14th, 15th, and 16th, 7 to 10 p.m., $15 online, $20 at the door, Hellscream and Haunted House, 3021 North Hancock Avenue. Let's give it up for these guys. They're always good to us.
We love our partners. Yes.
$20 at the door and the full contact's optional. I think I would require that.
I think it's a requirement too. I'd have to agree
with
that.
Well, now that was for the pair. That was for the couple. So.
PG-13 touching. Well, that's not fine.
Oh, that's in the fine print. Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Thank you, Liz. Yeah. Yeah. We. Valentine's Day is supposed to be safe and fun, right?
It is. You know,
absolutely.
This year on Valentine's Day is a special time for me in particular because, well, we know a couple of years ago I lost my husband, but I have been lucky enough to find a wonderful person. And it's my first Valentine's Day with him, and love you, John. Thank you.
Hey, yeah.
How about that? I just have one question. Is he your bloody Valentine?
He could be if he messes with me, but I'm just
That's
kidding.
My girl.
Well, I don't know. You got that Joan Jett thing going, baby. I don't know.
No, he's a sweetheart, and he doesn't really provoke the inner.
I know, and he's almost too shy to.
Yes. Yeah. Plus, menopause has already passed, so we're safe.
But we really want to thank the Haunted Minds people and the Hellscream cast and crew for everything, and we look forward to continuing our relationship and developing into the season that we all love so much, being Halloween.
Yes.
So, how many people are having enough fun tonight on a Wednesday night prior to Valentine's Day?
What a great Wednesday night. And everybody in here knows each other, basically.
I know.
Which is a beautiful thing, and a cool crowd, man. Everybody in here is a cool dude. I just love everybody.
So, and I really wanted to say, we've talked to George. We talked to George really the show was 2 hours back then, too. And
it was long, Mark. You were taxing me, but I was hanging in there.
You were great on the show. You really were.
Well, you both were fabulous. Yeah.
One of my favorite
people. It was something
people.
I wasn't expecting. That's
I was going to say, yeah. if everybody wants to go back to the YouTube channel, Colorado Music Network, and we have our own playlist for the Beat Goes On sessions.
Yes.
Find that. Well, in fact, I'll put it on the event page because we keep that thing going.
Yeah.
But since we've interviewed the heck out of you guys, let's how about 5 in a row, huh?
Okay, that sounds great.
Let's give the people what they want.
5 in a row? Okay.
Yes, please.
Give them what you would do as a set at Mother Muff's.
That's a Mother Muff.
You don't want me doing that here.
Every time I say Mother Muffs, I think of,
Yeah, I know. But it's better than the last one. It was Meadow Muffins.
Meadow Muffins, that's cow patties.
Can't get
that's
away
cow
from
poop.
The scatological or the salacious.
They might as well have called it cow poop. Right? I'm sorry, I'm just kidding. And